Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Prophecy Zone. This is Phil Armstrong, and we are live on the 18th of July, 2010. We did not have a theme song today because I just sat down at the chair and actually called first. I actually called in first. This is going to be a 1 hour, 30-minute show, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. I want to revisit the day of off, or the time of off, AV, that's on the Jewish calendar, the ninth of off. It happens to be a time that the Jewish people have had both temples destroyed. Is actually the time that the first month of off, or time of off, ninth of off, is when the spies went in to spy out the land for Joshua, and they came back and gave a messed up report because they were scared to go and fight. So now. It happens to be a time in history that God has happened to place his most tragic time for the Jewish people on that specific day. Last year was, actually, let me go back, let me explain this. The times of off was not only the time for the two temples were destroyed, but it's also at the time that the Jewish people went into captivity throughout history with the Babylonians, and it's also a time when World War I started. So various things happened to the Jewish people throughout history, and they have not recovered from it. Now, there is what Luke 21 describes it as signs in the sun, moon, and the stars, known as distressed nations. He has put a sign in the sky 3 years in a row on the first of all. Now, let me explain that the times of all, the mourning period for Israel is actually 3 weeks, but the most significant time is the 10 days of all. And the most significant day is the ninth of all, which is the last day of the 10 days of all. Now, on our Jewish calendar, the ninth of Av started on the 11th of July this year, and it ends on the 19th and 20th of July. So throughout history, things have happened to Israel, including a decree went out from Adolf Hitler to kill the Jewish people. So you get an idea of what happened on that period. So this time, the period is on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The 3 years in a row covered the Luke scenario, where Luke said that there should be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, if you On the first of Av, which is the first of the month of Av, which is the first of the 10 days of distress and mourning, all 3 years, 2008, 9, and 10, there were eclipses in the sky. So God was delivering a warning. 2008, Russia invaded Georgia. 2009, nothing happened, obviously, but someone said it had something to do with the temple, but we won't actually more evidence of that. And then this year, of course, which starts tomorrow and Tuesday. Now, do I believe something's going to happen on these days? Possible. Possible, but I'm not saying 100%. But I do believe that it is a very significant day in Jewish history, and something can happen in the next 3 days. Now, if it does happen, depending on its velocity, the tribulation period can be this year. Depending on its minimum velocity, we may not be in the tribulation period until next year or the year after next. But it really depends on next 3 days. They said, how do you know that? Well, I really don't know, because it could be something minimal happening and then things still transpire this year sometime. A lot of prognosticators are saying that there's going to be World War III, and I just happen to believe it myself that it is going to be World War III. And World War III will not come with a man riding on a horse like Paul Revere saying, the British is coming, the British is coming. It won't happen that way. As a matter of fact, it'd be more violence, and it would break upon the earth very fast. Now, these globalists, these people who really run the world, they want to go with shock and awe. Shock and awe came back when the first Bush administration, but really it took off too, the second Bush administration, where they were shocked. Not only the Iraqi people into submission, but they were also shocked the American people. Now, shock and awe to me was used on 9/11, and it was used throughout history, including Pearl Harbor. I believe shock and awe is going to be used, order out of chaos, or order out of chaos. Remember that word, order out of chaos. These people believe in. Now, when I say these people, the people who really run the world, do I believe that the people who are running the world is on your TV every day of the year? Maybe one or two of them out of about 6,000 of them are on TV. One of them is probably Henry Kissinger. He's barely on TV. I believe that a lot of these organizations who run the world are set up just like a pyramid. Satan's at the top, and it goes downhill after that. These men honor Satan. They worship Satan. Matter of fact, they go into darkness and hide and worship Satan. Some of y'all, if y'all know of Bohemian Grove, some of y'all probably heard of that. Go check out Alex Jones' video if they ain't took it down yet. And that's something else I want to talk about. I believe that Alex Jones is... videos being taken down this week. I believe that let me say these right, the words right. I believe it's the beginning of sorrows. You probably say, well, he's not talking biblical prophecy. He's not talking. When this guy goes, then trust me, they're coming after the church. They're coming after Christian websites. They're going to shut down the whole website. They're going to reopen it. Just like a store, have you ever seen a store shut down or a club shut down or a restaurant shut down? They open it up and they think it's better and it actually has nastier food. Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to shut down the web and come back on with some globalist agenda. And I do believe that the globalist agenda, once the shock and awe comes and the day of reckoning comes, which, I mean, it's not a specific day, but it is sort of like a specific day. Like 9/11 kind of changed a lot of things in the United States. But I believe that there's going to be a day of reckoning. Could be this week sometime. Could be next week. Could be more next month. But there's going to be, it could be next year. But there's going to be a day of reckoning where life would never be the same in the United States. We already had a phase of it back in 2001, which is 9/11. Now we're going to take another leap forward, which is a giant leap, because the globalists are being found out. There is a awakening where the church is still asleep, but there's an awakening among the populace as far as the federal government taking over, seizing power from the people. And it is an awakening that is beyond a religious awakening, because these guys are much awake as far as what the threats are towards freedom of speech, which is tied into being able to preach the gospel. I believe that the times are coming, and I believe the Bible, when it says the times is coming, the times is coming when man will not endure sound doctrine, and they will heap up for themselves people of itching ears, and that includes the Antichrist. People don't believe that the Antichrist will itch people ears. He will give you things to think about. A lot of these politicians do not give you anything to think about. What I mean anything to think about is when you hear John Kennedy, ask not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Or Roosevelt, when he says, the only thing to fear is fear itself. These guys leave you with something to think about. Even Bill Clinton left you with, "Is the economy stupid?" These guys have leave you. So, but I believe the Antichrist will be the first leader who will leave you with at least a manifestation of truth. He's going to look like he's leaving you with a banner of truth. Every day he has something brilliant to say. This guy is going to mesmerize the whole world. And the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. Okay? The spirit of Antichrist is already at work. And once the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, then the Antichrist can rise up and come to the scene. And this could happen very quickly. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture. An American Warning Radio with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does. And
warning, America. Warning, America is habit forming. Habit, habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at AnAmericanWarning.com. That's AnAmericanWarning.com.
Talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ to the earth, to destroy his enemies and set up his long-awaited kingdom. Tonight we will talk about end-time prophecy and what God says will happen in his word. Stay tuned for an amazing show. You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
The noise is a part of the Prophecy Zone. When is he coming back? When is the end of days?
Soon.
We are in the last days.
the Bible lays out our future. And host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This The Prophecy Zone.
All right, we're back. We want to kind of touch bases with y'all on the times that we're living in as far as the oil spill. I believe the oil spill was still something significant. Just because they capped it off, I think there's something behind it. I think there's something else there. I think there's going to be something that where people are going to say is going to raise up against the federal government. I believe that a lot of things that are happening now will cause people to raise up against the government. Am I a Romans chapter 13 person, or am I a vicious monster? No, I believe that the government should be prayed for. People, leadership should be prayed for. We should pray for our leaders. We should pray for those who make the laws. But here's the deal. We need to pray for them to make the laws. What the Bible say that we may live peacefully. And it's peacefully coming against living peacefully, having the government take your freedoms and rights to freedom of speech, or better yet, if the government vote in abortion and it's already passed by over years and years, do you vote for a president who believes in abortion and he claims to be a Christian? So we have to think about those things, because when I was a kid, people were ashamed to get abortion, even though the abortions came out. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Is this what God wants us to do? And we have to ask that and continue to ask that question. God is good, and He is good. He is worthy to be praised. I think a lot of people do not understand God because they can't fathom why a loving God will send people to hell. But we forget that God is a just God, and He is a loving God all at the same time. And the devil and his angels have perpetrated tried to perpetrate a coup d'etat. They did take over the world because God had let them, because he wanted to prove a point. And the point is that He is a graceful God even to the true enemy, Satan. And that is something to behold itself. Now, what is the New World Order's agenda for the next year? Well, we know that the Bilderbergers, you can go look that up, Bilderberger meeting, go search in your search engine, Bilderberger meeting 2010, gave the approval. These guys run the world, so they come out of these meetings making presidents and dictating policy. These guys have made a decision to let United States and Israel go after Iran. Now, a lot of us thought the flotillas will be one of the main vehicles, but it's probably going to surprise us. It's probably going to be something else that is different. It could be just a straight-on strike. head on strike. Just no hesitation. United States and Israel will hit them with no questions asked. And this will start a regional conflict, which is spoken up in Psalms 83. And once that conflict goes on for a little bit of time, they will come to a halt. Don't ask me what will stop the war, but they will come to a halt, and they will sign a peace deal that will last for a few weeks. And then Russia will invade Israel with a conglomerate of nations. And these nations can't stand Israel. Matter of fact, it would be Islamic nations rather than Arabian nations, like the Psalms 83 war. So the Antichrist will be seen after that, Ezekiel 38-39 war. Who is the Antichrist? He is not strictly European. I heard some guys say that. Matter of fact, a lot of people believe 100% that he's European. He is Roman. The Roman Empire was not only Europe, but it was also Africa and the Middle East. And Antiochus Epiphanes, which if you read Daniel chapter 11, is a mirror effect of the Antichrist. Matter of fact, he is a photocopy of the Antichrist, who is called the Assyrian, who is from the Assyrian Empire, which is constantly today's modern-day Syria, Lebanon, and parts of Iraq. Now, to make it obvious, for God to say that the Antichrist is the Assyrian, there's a good chance that he will come from, the Antichrist will come from Syria. And I believe that as the Bible teaches that Damascus will no longer be a nation. Now, I believe this. I believe that the Bible is, well, the Bible is teaching me and telling me, and I'm interpreting the Bible to say that Damascus is no longer in existence. So the Bible says that it is a ruinous heap. And this will bring on the Antichrist. You say, well, what did it say that at? Well, the Bible calls the Antichrist a man of sin. We know that. And it also calls him the king of fierce continents. The Bible says the king shall arise, be insolent and skilled in intrigue. But the Bible also calls him the Assyrian, which is spoken of in Micah, Ezekiel. And the Assyrian is not just a title, it is for where he is from and how he will attack, which, once again, Antiochus Epiphanes, when you read Daniel chapter 11, was Assyrian from the Seleucid Empire, which is, he was Syrian, which was in charge of the Assyrian Empire, excuse me. So, let me change the subject right quick. I want to just right quick talk about, I have some problem people who come on my web chat rooms, and they like to argue a lot in chat rooms, and I've put up with it for a while, but I have decided to monitor my chat rooms very closely and kick those out as soon as I see one statement. I mean, now, if it's a statement, if somebody's having a small debate, that's fine. But starting now, if you guys listen to the show, if you ladies and gentlemen, listen to this show. I'm going to kick people out of the chat rooms as soon as I see at least one negative statement. What I mean by negative, I mean just me. If I have a guest on and we're trying to talk about issues and something, or we're trying to talk about something we believe in, and this person, see, what we're trying to do is cause discussion. We're trying to get a rhythm going of harmony, not division, of harmony. So I ask you this, if you come into my chat room and you are negative, I'm going to kick you out. And I'm not talking about just you sitting on YouTube or three people are talking about something, you'll have a small disagreement, or you might even have a question, and you have a way of presenting that question to the guest, that's fine. But once I see that it is not harmony, harmony can be a discussion, and discussion can be disagreement. So if there's disagreement, that's fine, but if it's evil, vicious, you know, it don't even have to be cuss words or nothing. It don't have to be anything mean. It can be something where they just messing up the monotony in the chat room. I'm going to kick you out. And then if you come back, I'm going to kick you out again. And if you come back three times, I'm going to think you don't have a life. Because I have a troll. I call this individual a troll. And what trolls do is they cause problems, and then they call you the heretic. But they're the ones coming after me. Normally, the Pharisees went after Jesus. Jesus didn't go after the Pharisees. He'd go into places where people need help, people need to be cured, people needed, you know, he came and healed the brokenhearted, you know, things like that. He was there for the Pharisees' fault. Every time an individual like myself have a show, and you get these guys coming into my chat room and following me in my chat room and following me and making comments on my pages and then having their shows about me, I'm not that big. I'm really not that big. I think that the church should be doing something else other than dogging each other out. And I also believe that there's a lot of false prophets I can go chasing after, but I can stay right here and preach it and have enough people to come and listen to me and be aware of these things. I mean, literally, you got to know, after just like a year on this radio, on the Blog Talk Radio, I know that either I'm doing God's will or I'm not doing God's will and not blessed at all. But the thing is, what makes me go back to saying I'm doing God's will is there's too many attacks at the right time. They're vicious attacks. I mean, I've had people come on. I had a show come on, not Prophecy Zone, but another show on Blog Talk. And these guys would just come on and they would just say, I say, caller, they would just say some of the most bogus stuff that sometimes you catch yourself wondering, should this person go to hell now or later? Of course, then you find yourself condemning. And God came to die for those people. And I would say that on the show. I would say God came and died for you. You know, so, but should we be chasing brothers and sisters? Now, if you got a ministry like Susan Pozio, which I really love her ministry, Prophetic News, she stays put and they come after her. Or when I come after her on my show, they come after me. We stay put. We go in our areas. Or brother, there's a lot of people on Blog Talk where people would come after the true people who are preaching the gospel, thinking they're the ones preaching the gospel correctly, calling me a heretic. And I'm like, why waste your time? I mean, you come into my chat room, and you're trying to tell everybody else that I'm a heretic, and well, have you ever stopped and think maybe you're the heretic? You know, it's just, I think it's hilarious. I really think it is hilarious that people waste their time talking about, you know, me being a heretic. But anyway, I'm glad to have everybody out there who is listening. Like I said, I'm up in the thousands of listens on Blog Talk Radio, but I plan to have more shows starting this week. They're probably going to be taped. A lot of them are going to be taped. A lot of them are going to be 30 minutes, really quick shows, and then there's going to be Thursdays and Sunday shows, which may be still taped, but I'm going to be still live to answer questions in the chat room. But there's going to be coming times if this year gets hot and if this year ends up being a year that we have been talking about lately, then we're going to go ahead and have the shows live. And man, that is going to be our most important thing is to get y'all, and then we might even have, because I have other accounts, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio accounts, we may even have 15-minute updates for Facebook and other medias. We're not really, as far as YouTube, we didn't really set out to be the best, you know, on YouTube, really, but now I'm starting to have a change of heart about YouTube. I kind of just lackadaisically put videos up there. You never should do that for the Lord. So yank some off. And now I'm deciding to get serious. So I'm praying to God that we can get 20,000, you know, that we can be the ones who have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 views, because we're getting short on time. And if it's, we have another year or two, that's fine. But if things start kicking off now, we're going to start putting videos out. We might not be the perfect video, but we're going to continue to do what we do. Because if we do, if we continue to preach the gospel and put it out there, people are going to listen. Now, are we making any predictions? No, we don't want to put ourselves in a position of being false doctors or false prophets, but we do. I do believe that we need to go study and show ourselves approved. But what will be interesting is if we go and look at the times of Oz. The times of Oz, God is trying to set a message. So 3 years in a row, He set a sign at the beginning of the first of Oz, which is the month of Oz. It's just a 30-day period. He set a sign in each week, in each year. So every year from 2008, 9, and 10, he set a sign on the first of Av in the sky. It were either lunar eclipses or solar eclipses. You can go to NASA right now and check it out. The first of Av this year correlated with July 11th. And the first 10 days of Av completes the mourning period. Now, the last day of that first 10 days is called the ninth of Av, which is, the last day on the 10 days is called the ninth of Av, which in Jewish history happens to be one of the worst times in Jewish history. Of throughout history. So I'm recapping for those who want to know. I'm recapping. First and second temples were destroyed on the ninth of Av. the Jewish people went into captivity on the 9th of Av. World War I started on the 9th of Av. Israel was sent into exile from Spain on the 9th of Av. World War I started on the 9th of Av. The second Lebanon War started on the 9th of Av. And there's a big list. I had it on my computer, and I kind of lost it. But since I got like five computers around me, it feels like I got five. I got a laptop and two others, including an Apple. And it feels like I got five computers because I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screens. And I'm going to start using those when we're going to start getting hot with this industry because, we just got to get this word out because we're time is short, okay? So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What you just heard was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays, 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same? Because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Hey, everybody out there, my name is Phil Armstrong, and I'd like to invite y'all to join us on the Prophecy Zone every Thursday and Sunday as we talk about the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about world events like the Mark of the Beast, Israel, Middle East peace talks, Middle East wars. We're going to be talking about things like the end time generation that we live in because we are living in the final days. So join us on the Prophecy Zone. Horns, and upon his horns and crown and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and its feet were as feet of a bear, and its mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and his great authority. Okay, we're going to stop there for a second. The dragon gave him his seat and his power. So, evidently, when Jesus was tempted, Jesus was offered the kingdoms of the world. Now, Jesus never denied that Satan owned this thing down here because he got the deed from Adam and Eve after they disobeyed God. Now, Satan gave, once again, the dragon gave him his power. And it's funny that the globalists are worshiping Satan. I'm looking at this in an odd way because the globalists are satanically induced satanic worshipers. The Bilderbergers, the Illuminati, the Round Table, the 300, Club of Rome. These guys are satanically induced. And whoever they put in office is probably satanically induced. They're not going to come out and tell you. Even though I believe that when President Obama gets on his mother-in-law for voodoo practices in the White House, I think they are doing that. I don't think the presidents are going to come out and tell you. Remember Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton in the White House holding a flower up in the air? They summoning different spirits, and remember Ronald Reagan's wife, who used to have, they used to have to inaugurate him at 12 o'clock at midnight because of the gods. He would never go anywhere unless his wife spoke to the gods or whatever. She did spoke to her astrologer and figured that out. You don't think that stuff has been in society and our political leaders for the longest? If you go to Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. itself is shaped like a satanic star. If you get an overhead view of Washington, D.C., it is shaped like a satanic star. Why do you think the Washington Monument is shaped like a doggone pointed dial? I mean, come on. All that stuff is like positioned perfectly. And then look at the President of the United States as he speaks to the nation, those fascists. Torches right behind them. That ain't there for no reason. Of course, Americans, we've been so dumbed down, we wouldn't be able to tell if it was. Why would you have a pyramid on your dollar bill? What does pyramid have to do with American culture? I mean, we've taken our culture from, maybe Rome, but we have never taken our culture from Egypt. And those pyramids have nothing to do with Egypt, technically. They just happen to deal with power and summoning the spirits and all this other stuff that these demonically induced leaders and politicians and movie stars and actresses and people in the culture, Oprah Winfrey, look at this stuff. I mean, they love it. But there is more than just gods, of society or gods of the higher echelon. There's gods of riding your bike on Sundays or Saturdays. You know, there's gods of crocheting. There's gods of taking your kids to the soccer game. There's gods of going to work, working too hard. So we all have our gods. You can have a ministry that is your god. And the Bible says, first commandment is, you have no other God but me. You should have no other God. You should not be worshiping. That's why God, Jesus said, what's the dude come up to Jesus and said, what's the number one thing? We should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And we screw up on both of them, especially the second one. But anyway, the secret societies have just given the order or just given the approval to attack Iran. And could that be the thing that happens in the next 2 days? We don't know. We're not making any predictions, but I am saying this, that if it happens, if anything happens, here's the deal. If you had a rate card, you ever go to the doctor's office and they say, from a scale from 1 to 10, how much does it hurt? And you don't know what to say because it's like, do I say 10? Because you know I'm going to be lying. It's not going to be a 10 unless you got shot in the head. Of course, you won't be able to respond then. You got your arm broken. It ain't going to be no 10 unless you got like an arm broke or you got a pin stuck in your eyeball or something like that. That'd be a 10, like a 7. Now, anyway, I'm going off track. But, okay, so you get a rating from 1 to 10, okay. If something happens in the next day, including 0, that means nothing happened, okay. And now, different people are going to vote in different ways. But if something happens between now and Wednesday in the United States, I mean, not in the United States, I mean, as far as our calendar is concerned, it can happen anywhere in the world. But if something happens between now and Wednesday on our calendar, on our Gregorian calendar, if it's between 1 and 3, and I'm just making this up right now, I'm just playing, it's just fun. If it's between 1 and 3, we might have another year. But that's not 100%. Nothing's 100%. What I'm saying is just, this is just fun. I'm just having fun. If something happens between 3 and 6, then you might want to take it seriously. Now, if something happens between 6 and 9, you might want to get your, if you're a Christian out there, you might want to get your oil in your lamps. And if you're not saved, you might want to become born again, because it's about to get really bad out there. Some of the things I've read from like the Intel Hub and InformationWar.com and True News and various websites, the Decafiles, various websites are telling me with various also forecasters and guys that have been studying this stuff for years, all are in the same position of thinking that 2010 is going to explode, including the markets are going to collapse. I am not famous. I don't want to be famous. I don't even want to have over 100,000 people watching me or listening to me. I'll probably reach that, but I don't want to. It's just kind of useless sometimes because people are going to come after you anyway. But God is not giving us the spirit of fear, but it's a sound mind. But these guys are predicting, especially Gerald Celente, if anybody knows Gerald Celente. If you don't, go to YouTube and put in Gerald Celente, this guy's most accurate forecaster. He is saying that this year, World War III will break out if Iran is attacked. And the Bilderbergers have just given the okay to attack. Now, the Bible, people get mad at me because I sort of like tell news, I'm always going to be the Bible first. But a lot of times for discussion's sake, what I would do is I would tell you what these guys said, and here's what the Bible says, because the Bible is the most important thing. So if I come out and say what the Bible says first, you guys are going to be mixed up. So if I say what the Bible is telling me, this is what I'm deciphering. Gerald Celente, all these guys, Alex Jones, all those guys have nothing on the Bible. That's what I say every day when I'm listening to their program. I say, y'all don't have nothing on the Bible. Reason why is because you guys are trying to protect freedom, which is awesome, because freedom gives you the right to have the freedom to express yourself and the freedom of speech also. the freedom to bear arms. It's to protect you so you won't lose your rights to preach the gospel. So anybody comes and says, well, you listen to us, Jones, which you should. I listen to a lot of preachers also. So I listen to like a good 100 people, and you probably say 100 people. Well, over time, since the year began. And the preachers are on the same page, all the right preachers, all the preachers who preach the gospel with no hang-ups, no falsery. Doctrine, all these guys, the ones who are teaching prosperity, they're not going to tell you the end of the world coming, they're going to just take another dollar. But I'm talking about the people who believe that the world is fit to make a paradigm shift. I mean, God says he will not do anything unless he warns his prophets first. Even the laymen, the regular people, who are trying to get their word out on Facebook and the various other applications, even these people, even the normal brothers and sisters are on the same page. When I talk to people, when I see their posts, I understand that a lot of people believe something's going to happen, but then the general public, it's kind of weird because the general public don't understand what's going on. But there is a remnant who do. And when I say remnant, I believe that there's a remnant in Christianity. I believe there's a remnant of saved people who are born again, but I also think there is a remnant of patriots who are probably going to end up born again when the tribulation period starts, because they're going to end up fighting for their lives, and they're going to have to come to some sense and say, maybe this thing is true. I think the patriot movement is going to be very important in the tribulation period once the church is gone. Yes, I believe that there is a preacher rapture, and people want to scratch your eyeballs out for saying that there's a preacher rapture. Yes, I believe there is a preacher rapture because it is God's nature to protect his people. I don't want to be here being protected. This is the worst time in history. Think about that. And then Jesus said in Luke 21, I'm going to go ahead and go Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going to go ahead and go to Luke. And Luke 21 is in the last year or so, happened to become my favorite piece of scripture. Luke 21. And I'm actually going to come back to Luke 21, too, for the day of all again, because I want to explain that a little bit more. And I don't have my Bible, the one I use. I actually have an old one that I had overseas with me in the war, when the war first started. So this is an old Bible. I always do that. I like to get my other Bible spares. It says says Luke 21, verse 34, it says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, with drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day should come upon you unawares." Now, that seems like right now. He is talking, and the writing is in red, of course, it's Jesus talking, and he's saying, oh, be careful. And remember the different seeds that fell on different ground in Matthew, about the seeds falling on different ground. But once it got, the seeds fell on the thorny ground, they sprouted up with the thorns, and the thorns choked the leaves and killed them. So the cares of this life have a way of, even if they're good cares, even if they're cares that you're supposed to be doing, a lot of times you get bogged down with cares of this life, that day should overtake you. You're paying bills, you're doing that. Everybody's doing that. I'm doing that. I'm paying bills, but I'm not going to let it. I'm going to be responsible, but I'm not going to let the paying the bills and all this stuff get in the way of me knowing what's going on. Anyway, it says, verse 35, "For as a snare should it come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things." All these things. All what? the things he's talking about prior to, that shall come on the to pass and to stand before the Son of God, the Son of Man. You know what that means, to stand in front of the Son of Man at the beam of seated Christ? That's what that is. That's why the Bible says, too, the judgment shall begin in the house of the Lord. It can't begin, it cannot begin at the house of the Lord unless there was a rapture. Then we all stand in front of God to give an account. So he said, he says, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be found counted worthy to escape all these things. What things? The things that it was talked about before. He says, and there should be signs, verse 25, and there should be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts swelling them for fear and for looking after those things found in meteorites, things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, the vicious part is not when Jesus is coming back and he's destroying armies and things. Because remember, it says that Jesus comes back in Jude, the book of Jude says Jesus, only 25 word versions, says Jesus comes back with 10,000 of his saints. Now, where did he get the 10,000 of his saints from? He got them because they prayed that they can escape those things that are coming upon the earth. That is where he got them from. But the great tribulation begins, in my view of the Bible and interpretation of the Bible, is when the middle of the tribulation period, when you see abomination and cause of desolation standing at the holy place, flee to this and flee to that, where he was given instructions. But the thing is that I believe the first, when the Antichrist first rise up, is a dangerous time, because he's selling himself. He's selling his, he's presenting his case, and he's demonically influenced at that time. He's not demonically indwelled until the middle of the tribulation period, or at the abomination and cause of desolation. But he is spiritually possessed at the middle of the tribulation period when he receives a mortal wound, spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. So, what are we escaping from? What are we escaping from? Why is Jesus telling us to count it, be counted worthy that we should escape? And what makes us so special that we should get out of here early before all this stuff comes upon the whole world? And what was he talking to the Church of Philadelphia about? And we're going to give you an idea of what exactly are we escaping. In the Revelations 3, he's talking to the Church of Philadelphia, and he says, I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole thing. It says, and to the angel of the Church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that have the keys of David. He that opened and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man opened. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. It sounds just like Luke 35, 30, 36, because he says, and here it says, which shall come upon all the world in Revelation 3 to try them that dwell upon the earth. So that's universal. It is the tribulation period. Now, when you look at, if you could just sit back in your chair and you are looking at the Bible from face value, you can probably see, sit back in your chair and look from far away, that the word church is no longer mentioned after he told Philadelphia that he was going to take them out. Actually, we were seeing this first. So after that chapter, the word church is no longer found until later on, until after the tribulation period in the book of Revelations. So with that being said, this seems like a possibility that the church is not here at that point. And then people like to argue, what is the restrainer and Thessalonians? Well, the restrainer cannot be Satan, because the house divided against itself will not stand. Why would he just restrain his own Antichrist? He loved to make a group of five Antichrists, call them like the Beatles, I mean, like Temptations. He don't care. He'd love to have a whole bunch of Antichrists. Remember, normal people can be Antichrist too, whoever denies the Son and the Father. But as I look and I see throughout history, I do not believe that there will be anyone who will go heads up with the Antichrist. I just don't see it, not in our history. We have never, to me, we have maybe John Kennedy as far as looks, and then maybe Roosevelt somewhat, but we have never had a leader that will ever match this guy, and never will see another leader match him during this time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Join me, Phil Armstrong, on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss end-time events, the mind of Jesus Christ's second coming, earthquakes, pestilence, the mark of the beast technology, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dividing of Jerusalem, and much more. Join us for our action-packed information that will keep you informed so you can be ready for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, join us on Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. That was a short break. I suggest everybody go and check out www.infowars.com. Also, check out Prophecy Today, www.prophecytoday.com. That's a good website. And prophecyupdate.com is also a good website to just check out and see what is going on in our present world, because it's about to get nasty out there, and we want to have Jesus on our side and in our hearts and in our minds. And when this stuff breaks out, I believe it's going to happen in a way, in a fashion, that it's going to match Matthew 25. Because remember, in Matthew 25, all the virgins were asleep. I believe that there's going to be still a surprise when the rapture comes, especially to those who are in the church world who are not saved. And there are some people that we will declare saved. There's no way, including, you know, brother and sister, you know, sitting next to you at church, and have been going to your church for 10, 20 years, what you assume is right with God and probably isn't. War begins in the mind, folks. Jesus is the only one that can sweep your mind clear of things that can keep you out of heaven. When your mind is tested on women that walk past you, and there is no degree of suffering on your part, and you don't mind looking at the women next to you, you know, and you're married too, you got a problem. The Bible says who the Son sets free is free. And there's a lot of people out there who are suffering, you know, who are not suffering, but who are in bondage to various sins. And not knowing that there's a rapture will sort of take away the thing of imminence. People probably say, well, why do you teach that the Bible is going to, the rapture is going to come on Rosh Hashanah? Because nobody's going to listen anyway. And no, number one, the church, I don't really say it to the church. I sort of just, hopefully somebody check these archives out once the church is gone and say, wow, he did kind of say that it was going to happen on Rosh Hashanah, and it did. And I believe that's what's going to happen on the time of Jacob's troubles. And getting back to the time of Av, which is 19th and the 20th of this month, the time, what a great day for the time, well, not, it won't be great, good great, be bad great, but what a great day for the time of Jacob's trouble to actually start, I'm not talking about when the Antichrist signs the peace deal, that's the time of Jacob's trouble. That's not what I'm talking about, but what I'm saying is, the thing that opens up everything begins on the 9th of Av. And, of course, the tribulation period is the time. What people think don't understand is God actually said the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. And when he says it should come as a thief in the night, he's meaning if you catch somebody in your house, your heart rate is going to go up. Your heart rate is going to go through the roof. And you are going to stand by, please. Actually, I called my son. I had to answer the door because I wanted to make sure it wasn't an emergency or anything. But we are living in perilous times. So what I'm saying is that I'm not making any predictions that something's going to happen on the time off. I already made my predictions that there is no predictions. We go by the word of God. So the day of off happens to be in the Bible concerning the spies. The first day of off, the first time of off is when the spies came back with a messed up report. So we know that. But the times of off have proven time and time again through history that the worst things that happen to the Jewish people is on the 9th of off. And the 9th of off happens to be July 19th and 20th. So what I'm saying to y'all is I already thought that this year would be the tribulation period start. Of course, I could be wrong, but I believe it is because the generation spoken of in Psalms chapter 90 happens to be 70 years. And if you count from May 14, 1948 to May 14, 2018, you get 70 years. However, that falls in the spring. So it cannot be the year. And let me explain myself. The generation is 70 years. He says, if such and such is 90, if you're lucky enough or blessed enough or whatever you want to call it, for people who are saved and unsaved, you may live to be 80 years old if you take care of yourself. So he's declaring that 70 years is the time period. So the spring feast happens at Jesus' first coming. So the spring feast you're going to call find in Leviticus 23. The spring feast is unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, and Passover. So these first four feasts have already been designated in the springtime, at the time when Jesus Christ was going to his death, burial, and resurrection. All happened in the spring. And then, of course, a little bit later on, the church and Pentecost was made by the Spirit of God falling upon those 120 people, which I still think is symbolic. From the unintro, I don't know why I'm going to say that. But anyway, so from May 14, 1948 to May 14, 2018 is 70 years. However, it cannot land in the spring. It has to move into the fall. So you have to back up. So do you back up? And you're going to lose a year, right? Because you're going by Jubilee years, you're going to lose a year. So this is a Jubilee year. So from 1914, which World War One started, was, believe it or not, the 50th year of a Jubilee. And then you go 50 more years up. 1917. 1917 to, of course, is World War One. I don't know if I've even said that through the whole show. I was actually saying through the whole show that World War One started in 1917. So 1917 to 1967 was a Jubilee year. From 1967 onward up, was 2017 was another Jubilee year. So some people go to the, you know, in 1914 when they declared that Israel will become a state to 2017, and other people just go from 1948 to 2017 to stop there. But anyway, the 70-year generation will take place this year, and it will end, and it will start this year, of course, and it will end at 2017. We'll complete the 70-year generation period. And if you go around, if you go to the mall, just take a trip to the mall. Go, just take yourself a trip, and see if you can find, take a piece of paper with you. Find me, see if you can find like 50 people who are over 70, and then answer your question. A lot of people that I see in the mortuary, there's older people that die in the mortuary. You know, there's people who die in the newspapers. You see the people who die in the newspaper. They're pretty young. They're getting younger and younger because all the poisons they're putting in our food, like aspartame and junk. But the generation is 70 years. So with that being said, folks, there is a good chance that the time of Jacob's trouble could start pretty soon. And if it does start pretty soon, what do we do in the meantime to warn people? If you got friends on Facebook, you may want to go and warn some people we can be sitting on a time bomb in the next couple of days. And if it doesn't happen, remember I told y'all to scale from 1 to 10. Whatever happens, you can all 0 to 10, actually. If nothing happens, you can almost mark that thing as 0 and say, well, maybe it's not what people think it is. But if something happens in the next 3 days, that'd be funny if something doesn't happen, but it happens like a week later, And then what you do, you take the same scale, 1 to 10. If it's a 10, you know doggone well something's going to happen. Even if they sign a peace deal, a peace agreement, that means something is still going to happen in the not-too-distant future to make that peace deal look like it's not strong. Because the Bible says that the Antichrist comes to confirm or strengthen a covenant that already exists. He does not come to make one. He comes to confirm a covenant. So here's what I think can happen. And I'm not prophesying or nothing. This is not a thus says the Lord. This is my interpretation of the words of God. Could I be considered a heretic? No, in that case, hell, Lindsay, Jack Philippi, all those guys are going to blow hell wide open because they already screwed it up. I don't think we are heretics or until we change the word, and I don't think we're false prophets until we just say, thus says the Lord, God told me that Elvis Presley is going to be walking down the street tomorrow. You know, and then you're going to get struck down. Just read Jeremiah, just read Ezekiel. you're going to get struck down. But anyway, this is just what I interpret, and I could be wrong, but this is just off of zeal. But it's also off of just kind of after studying the word, studying what things are happening. If something happens in the next 3 days, you can rate that mug a 6 or 7 a week, there's some things that are going to start happening. And that includes a stock market collapse. That includes don't believe anything you hear about the oil spill, please, because they've been lying to us already. So don't believe that this thing is over. All the stuff that they say, yeah, I don't believe it's over at all. I think, matter of fact, I think it's going to be one of the things that keep America out of the negotiating table. And what brings the Antichrist to the fold, the Antichrist will rise up. And I believe that the United States could have a possibility of having a major earthquake or a major split right up the doggone East Coast that would knock out. I don't think it's going to go too close to Washington because a lot of their buddies are in Washington. So I believe that there's a chance that these guys could make their own earthquake that will completely harm millions of Americans. And let's pray, y'all. I mean, let's pray, Lord Jesus. Let's just pray that, just pray when y'all get tonight, pray this week. Just pray. You know, and a lot of guys get off on being right on the issue. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Now, there's going to be some people who say the thing's going to happen anyway. I mean, you might as well just go ahead but it's not for me to say. It's for God to say. It's not for me to say, I don't want millions of people dying, especially if they're not going to make it to heaven. I don't want millions of people dying. That's not what I, envision. You know, but if I'm right, then could I be right about Rosh Hashanah, the day of the festival that no one knows the damn hour, that's the name of it, for real. And a lot of people, if you ask a lot of people, Jesus could come back this year, no one knows the damn hour, though. I mean, does it take a Harvard University degree to tell you that, now, 88 reasons why, I just stepped on my own feet. But I kind of envisioned this year a long time ago, and I said, what would the last summer look like before the fall opens up the tribulation period? What would it look like? And I guarantee you, I can tell y'all right now, it looks exactly like this. And a lot of Christians don't realize, and this is going to be mean for me to say, and it might be mean, and I apologize if it's too mean, but I'm not trying to be an escape artist, or if somebody is trying to escape out of here, of course, do we have to read Luke again, Luke 21? Because people say, well, the rapture, you just guys want to escape out of here. Like, oh, I'm going to prove I'm a man so I can go through the tribulation period? So let me go cheat on my wife right quick and get caught back here and left out. Or let me go, you know, rob a bank or something, and then I can just be left behind so I can prove how much I'm a man. You know what? Some of the biggest men can be peeing on themselves and having heart attacks because the Bible said that. It says men's hearts fell in them for fear that it's what is coming upon the earth. Their hearts are failing them, folks. They're having a heart attack. They're literally having a heart attack. So I'm not going to sit here because I believe it's going to get worse. I think it's going to be a lot worse. And I promise you, I'm going to stop talking and saying I think. But I'm just scared with y'all. This is what I've been going through a lot of a couple of weeks. And I believe God has let me say, I think, if y'all listened to my last show, I was just like spitting out. You know, I was fussing because I was sort of angry with the culture. Now I'm sort of angry with the new world order, and I'm angry with a lot of entities, but I go around happy. It's kind of, I'm full of the joy of the Lord. It's kind of weird because I'm angry and happy all at the same time and blessed at the same time and joyful at the same time. But I do understand that Jesus could come back at any moment and take his church out. And there's going to come a time very close, very quickly coming upon us, where the people who believe that there is a rapture will turn around and say, what the heck? There is one. There is one. There is a rapture of the church. There is a coming of the Lord privately. There is a time of Jacob's trouble that is coming upon the world, and we have got to get ready. I ain't talking about no TV chase. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, that type of get ready. I'm not talking about that type of get ready. Let's get ready to get money, get ready to get rich, get ready to prosper. You know, I'll prosper in the blink of an eye, twinkle of an eye. Twinkle of an eye is 1/12 of a second. Now, they talk about prosperity when that trumpet blows, and I hear that trumpet sound. And next thing you know, I'm looking at Jesus. That's what you call prosperity, folks. That is what you call prosperity. That is the best prosperity you could have. You're not going to have any more prosperity other than that. That's the best prosperity. You never die. Behind curtain number one, you know, opening up wrong curtains since eternity. There are people still from the Egyptian Empire right around the time where, remember Moses killed the person and said, are you going to kill us too? That the same individual who said that is in hell still. The pharaohs are in hell. The people who, AI in Jericho, all those countries that Israel took over, they're all in hell. Those people are all in hell. And trust me, if there was some Israelites that disobeyed God, they're in hell too. And hell's just starting, folks. 6,000 years. Well, these people have been in hell for like 4,000 years. Man, that's just starting. So if everybody cares about their relatives out there, I care about your relatives and I care about you also. I care about mine. Let us pray, you know, that we have a testimony and we will have the power of God to spread his word to our loved ones and our friends and our coworkers. Because if we do, we will get a response because God's word returns not void. His word is an everlasting word. It will last forever and ever and ever. And we have to understand that God's word is forever. And he will not disappoint. Like a lot of people that is in our lives disappoint us, You know, people in the world disappointed, even our pastors at some times disappoint us. But Jesus never disappoint. He will never disappoint. He will always come through for us, no matter what. And we have to pray. Please pray tonight for your country and for your people. At least pray that if somebody was involved in a terror attack or a false flag or, you know, war, that they would be spared. Now, keep in mind, I want to say this. I'm glad I remembered this. When I talk about the day of off and the three consecutive signs in the star in the stars, which are solar eclipse or lunar eclipses, and the times of off falling on the 19th and 20th of July, which happened to be Israel's worst time in history when the two temples were destroyed, and they were also given the decree to kill the Jews, and World War One started, and the Lebanon War started. Well, anyway, the degree to which something happens could be a still rated a 3 and still be the start of the tribulation period this fall. And what I mean by that, I don't think we would rate a missile hitting a ship and killing soldiers a 3. We're probably going to rate it a 6 or 7. But a major war in the Middle East could be ranked a 10 or higher, right? So what I'm saying is, if something happens, like let's say somebody else gets assassinated, a president gets assassinated, you rate that mug. Remember, World War One was started with Duke Ferdinand, Archduke Ferdinand getting assassinated. So whatever happens in the next 3 days could be something minor, but globally, but it has to tie into Israel. And it has to tie. Now, it could be something in South America, the Pacific. It could be a bomb going off in a major city. It could be the oil spill blowing up. I mean, they're not telling us everything. It can be war between Israel. Israel and the United States could smack Iran. Or they can just fly. You know, I was thinking, me and my friend was talking, they can just go and blow up Iran's nuclear facility and stop there. And Iran might not do anything until the point in time. And that can be very serious. So it could be something happening in the United States. It could be something happening in Europe. It can be something happening in the Pacific. I keep saying the Pacific because it could be something in China. It could be something in Japan. It could be something in North Korea. Remember, Iran and North Korea are in bed together. It could be anywhere in the world. It could be something. Anything can have anything. It could be a measure of any type of incident that can. But it depends on what it is. If it's this year, we would go another year. Like I said, I believe it's this year. Now, if it's 0, then we might be looking for another year or two. But I don't believe in 2012. I believe God is going to make a mockery out of 2012, a big-time mockery. And a lot of people think, well, is he, you don't believe 2012? No, I don't believe that. 2012 to me is a misnumber. I believe that 2012 will be in the tribulation period. I think it'll be a part of the tribulation period. I think they're going to use it. The globalists are going to use 2012 to their advantage. I believe that the 2012 will be a mystical year where, remember, it says, many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. I believe that it's going to be a movement saying that we are gods. Antichrist is going to tell people, you're gods. You're small gods. I'm big God. I'm big G. You guys little G. Me, big G. You little G. So I do believe that is going to be the case. But God bless everybody out there. I just am thankful to be able to preach the gospel to you guys, and I just pray that y'all have a wonderful week. Don't forget to pray, because time is getting short. pray for on this July 19th or July 20th that nothing happens across the United States. Pray for your nation. Pray for your president. Pray for Congress. Pray for your family. And pray for mine, too, and me also. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless.